Joined now by Commodores coach Tim Corbin. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Greg.
You like these Thursday, Friday, Saturday things?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you got Sunday off, which I think is nice for the guys, particularly with the exam week. But, you know, at the same time, and I would never say this to the team, but I think the home team, I think, is more of a negative situation just from the standpoint you're going to school. I mean, when you're on the road and you play Thursday and Friday, you got a night game Thursday, you can sleep in all morning Friday. Well, you got to go back to school here. So, you just got to take care of rest and you got to do a good job preparing because you're playing Thursday and Friday night, then early on Saturday. But, you know, it's baseball, so we'll do fine.
Well, and I know you got a game tonight, but we hadn't talked to you since last Thursday. The sweep at Alabama, to go on the road and sweep any team in the SEC is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, it is an accomplishment. It's very difficult to do. It's very difficult to win a series on the road, let alone win all three games. But, you know, once you win Friday and Saturday, you see opportunity. And we haven't been real good on Sunday. So we just won Sunday's game in a different way, which was very pleasing, I think. You know, sometimes when you're not hitting, you have a tendency to look at the situation and say, we didn't hit today. But the opponent has a lot to do with it. But, you know, at the same time, we stopped them from hitting. And a lot of that has to go over to Patrick Raby. I thought he did an outstanding job taking us into the seventh inning. And then Hugh Fisher finished that up into the eighth. And we gave the ball back to Tyler Brown, who finished Friday's game and was able to finish Sunday. But anytime you win the last game, in a two-run game at someone else's ballpark, you get the last three outs, there's a lot to be said about that.
Oh, by the way, I know this is going to break your heart, but Big Joe's doing NFL draft stuff, so he's not in this morning, so I'll just let you know.
Yeah, he's got a good job. I like that.
Yeah, well, at least he's got a job. I'm proud of him. So, yeah. You know, you mentioned Patrick Raby now, 6-1, and I love superlatives because, it always is neat to go back and visit history, and Patrick Raby now has 28 career wins, one away from tying and two away from being the all-time wins leader. And this, and we think of all the pitchers, and I quizzed Joe about it Monday when I saw what it was and everything. And of course, you would think all the people that have come through your place and that are now pitching at the next level and had so much success. But this goes all the way back to 1970 through 73, Jeff Peoples, 29 wins. So that just shows you what Patrick has done in his career to have 28 career wins, and hopefully we'll break that record with two more outings.
Yeah, that would be great. Steadiness and consistency, that's the measure of him. That's who he is as a person, and he's just been a consistent winner, you know, ever since high school. I mean, high school, it's the same resume. I mean, I think he won the most games in Farragut history there and pitched in state championship games and won them, so you're just looking at a kid who brought those winning fibers over to our program and has done such a deliberate, consistent job in his time here. Low maintenance, easy guy to be around, a good leader in his own way. I just love it for him, and hopefully he'll be able to take on that personal goal. I hope so. He doesn't think about that, but I would love it for he and his family.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin, tonight 6:30, tomorrow 7, and then Saturday at 1 o'clock against the Auburn Tigers. And while we're dealing with this, J.J. Bleda, four home runs, 14 in 17 games, and is tied for the nation lead. I don't know what – I think there was some – I don't know where it was. A guy at Tulane maybe I saw where it's tied with. He might have played a midweek game. But anyway, and you start looking at superlatives for him, only three Commodores have ever hit 20 home runs in a season, Dominic De La Hoya in 07, and then Pedro Alvarez with 22 in 06. So, again, great company there for JJ and what he's accomplishing.
Yeah, again, I mean, I sound like a broken record here, but when you ask me about Patrick, I would say the same thing about JJ. It's just consistent behaviors all the time. He just never changes, and you know, he's almost like an older man that's playing for your team. But because of that, he never gets off track. He's very centered on what he's doing. I know he's experienced a lot of these home runs as of late, but you know, he's just a hitter. He's a hitter first. He finds the middle of the ball, and because he's grown strength-wise and he's grown from a timing standpoint and not utilized one side of the field. I mean, last weekend he had a ball over the left field wall. He had a ball over the right field wall. He had a ball over the right center field wall. So these home runs are of the spray. They're all over the place. But again, that just speaks to an enormous amount of consistency with that young man.
Well, and we're going around the horn here, so let me get to this, too. Your sophomore reliever, Tyler Brown, named to the midseason update NCAA Baseball Writers Association Stopper of the Year Award. He's 1-1, 2.93, 15th nationally, third in the SEC with 9 saves and hasn't allowed a run in 14 of his 17 appearances. Struck out multiple batters 9 times and had 2 saves, as you mentioned, last week. Not one, but 2. Yeah. Man, that's some security down there coming out late in the innings.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Tyler's quite a story. I mean, we're thinking a lot about him right now. He's back home with his daughter who's having heart surgery, so we probably will not have him this weekend. And he needs to be where Bella is right now, and I just got through talking to him, but that's back and forth, so we've got a lot of prayers sent that way. But he's remarkable. He's just a remarkable kid. He's a young kid, but he's taken on grown-up responsibilities by having a child before he got here. He had the child last spring, actually, but he's just been consistent on the field, and again, you know, from an academic standpoint, I've enjoyed watching his growth because it matches kind of his maturity and how he's doing here. Tyler's a phenomenal kid. Didn't grow up with parents. 2 people adopted him. They've done such a nice job with him. His background is one that I don't know if any Vanderbilt fan would recognize or know. I mean, it's just an amazing kid, just a very tough, tough-minded kid. And those outcomes that you talked about, that kind of speaks to the type of kid he is.
Well, and you look at Auburn this weekend, Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin, Auburn Tigers coming in, and you look at the West. I mean, 6 of the 7 teams are above 500 in SEC play, including Auburn at 10-8. And I noticed in the new RPI this week, you're up to number 2. Vanderbilt is up a spot, and that's fine.
Right.
But Auburn is 15th in the RPI. 7 of the top 15 teams are in the RPI. So this is no slouch coming in. They're the 15th team in the country, according to the RPI.
Well, they're the best team in the country, according to Tim Corbin and Vanderbilt, because when we look at these guys, they're the best. You know, they're the best team. It's the team you're playing right now is the best team in the league, period. And that's the only way I look at it, you know, and they are. I mean, they drubbed us last year. They took us, we went to their place, and we had no shot for 3 consecutive games. So one year doesn't match the other. But at the same time, we recognize what type of team they have. They've got a lot of talent that came back from last year's team. So regardless of what their record is or how they're doing or what their numbers look like, this is a very potent and very good team. And the kid that's facing us tonight, kid Tanner Burns, is an All-American. So yeah, we've got our hands full, that's for sure.
You know, and you just look at it, Butch Thompson's done a nice job there, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been around this league for a long period of time, and he's a wonderful guy, but he's a very good coach. And he started out kind of one of those pitching guys, you know, with Derek Johnson and mm-hmm. Butch. They had been around at a very young age and done very well from a pitching standpoint, but he transitioned to a head coach, and he's done very well. He's done a nice job with that program.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin with us tonight on ESPNU, tomorrow night on the SEC Network. So both of these games, obviously the move to a Thursday night to accommodate the national telecast. And I guess the national boys can't get enough of this city tonight, right? Downtown, the NFL draft, and we got every eye on that. And then here you are up West End on national TV too.
They should have just brought Bristol, Connecticut to Nashville for the weekend. It looks like they did, by the way. They bought out everything downtown. Maggie and I went to eat the other night over at Pemrose, which former college teammate at Ohio Wesleyan, Howie Greenstone, he owns that restaurant. So we went down there, had dinner, but we walked through through the city. Amazing how much coverage has taken place. But as you said, ESPN's come in here pretty strong this weekend.
Yeah, what's the name of the restaurant? We'll give your buddy a plug. What is it?
Pemrose, P-E-M-R-O-S-E. Yeah, it's a seafood place. It was very enjoyable.
Yeah, it right there in the Gulch. It's where Finn and Pearl used to be, correct?
Finn and Pearl, that's right.
Yeah.
And Emmy Squared's across the street. We've gone there. That's a very good pizza place. They got a very good hamburger, and he also owns 404 Kitchen. So he owns those three restaurants right there, as well as Adele's. So he's got a nice little situation happening for himself.
That's an old buddy, huh? Wow, that's cool, because those are really very, and Adele's is one of the top restaurants in the city. So, wow.
Yeah, a lot of good places to eat around here.
Yeah, and does this throw you off on that Thursday night routine, having to play tonight?
No, I'm good with it. I mean, I think, I'm good. Routine. There's no such thing. It's another day in Y, so I don't even look at the days anymore. I know I got a game scheduled today. So we go for it. I love it. Keeps us really busy and makes it fun.
Is it only three more weekends? Is that right? Is that
I think so.
I mean, it's still April, but
after
we're
this.
After this weekend, only three more weeks until the tournament.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's gone fast. It sure has, and school's over with. So, yeah, we move into another end of the year deal. That hourglass has been tipped up for a while now, so we're on the other side.
And you're in the back seat letting them drive, right?
Yeah, I was a while ago. Now, every so often I'll say, hey, turn on your blinker and stay 200 feet underneath the next car in front of you. But outside of that, they just tell me, shut up, just relax and rest.
We'll get there. It's and in your other analogies that always stuck with me, it's like taking a trip. You know, you're on the interstate, but you have these little exits every once in a while that you have to get off on and refuel and then get back on the interstate.
Yeah, we'll get that in a few weeks. But right now, we still got to drive hard.
All right. Hey, Tim, good luck this weekend. Love carrying your games. You know that. Thank you, man.
Thanks so much, Greg.